It's 8:51. That means it's time for this week's recipe roundup, finally back in action. Today's dish is liver and onions. It's a very basic dish, but one that has a lot of controversy surrounding it. I've been trying to include more liver in my diet because it truly is a superfood. Even a small serving is packed with important vitamins and minerals. But I didn't grow up eating liver, and I've found that I'm very sensitive to the liver flavor in a bad way. Luckily, with some tips from some experienced liver cooks, I've been able to not just stomach it, but enjoy it as well. If you are trying liver for the first time, I would highly recommend buying your liver frozen in pre-slices so that you, if you don't really like it, even after some of these tips, you'll still have some time in order to find someone who does enjoy it before it goes bad. This recipe will produce enough for one full serving or two side servings. One slice of frozen liver, several cups of whole milk, butter or other fat, so you can use bacon drippings, tallow, lard, any sort of animal fat that you'd like. One small onion sliced, and salt and pepper to taste, and you can also use fresh garlic if you would like. You're going to start out on the right foot. First, thaw the liver, then in a shallow bowl or pan, soak the liver in milk. This is key in removing any lingering, overly liver or organ flavor that might still be on the piece of meat. I've achieved good results with just about 4 hours of soaking, but there's no reason to not set it up the night before if it comes to mind. Heat a heavy pan on high over the stove. When it's significantly hot, toss in at least 2 tablespoons of butter or bacon fat or whatever you're going to be using. Don't be shy with the fat. It definitely needs a lot of it. And then let that fat melt. Sauté onions and garlic with a little bit of salt and pepper. After the initial singeing, lower the heat to medium. Allow the onions to soften and caramelize. I would recommend keeping the pan relatively hot, even though you are lowering the heat, to get a little bit of char on the onions. Push the onions to the side of the pan. You're going to gently rinse the milk-soaked liver and pat dry with a paper towel before you place it in the hot pan. To cook, you're just going to sear both sides. Liver cooks way faster than muscle meat, so it shouldn't require much more than 30 seconds on each side, depending, of course, on how thick the liver is cut. For me, that's about all it takes. You just want to get a good sear on each side, and be careful not to overcook the liver, as that can also bring out some of the less pleasant flavors it has to offer. Turn off the heat. If desired, you can chop the liver into strips and toss to combine in the hot pan, and then serve immediately, and I hope you enjoy the nourishing power of liver.